Normally, I would never discuss religion or a church in these commentaries, but what has happened in the Catholic Church isn't about religion. It's about one of the sickest crimes imaginable, pedophilia, the sexual abuse of an innocent, trusting child. Worse, it's about an official cover-up in which criminal wrongdoers were protected from the law. When any adult sexually violates a child, exploiting a child's unquestioning trust, it's enough to make your blood boil. But when that adult is also a man of the cloth, someone who is counted on to administer to the personal and spiritual needs of his parishioners, no amount of invective can express your wrath. But then how does one find adequate words of condemnation for a church hierarchy that covered up these crimes? By now, we all know that the Catholic Church has spent tens of millions of dollars in secret settlements for priestly pedophilia. We also know that the priests were not reported to criminal authorities. They were assigned to other parishes, with no warning to the new, unsuspecting parishioners. And in their new venues, some priests repeated their crimes. A father of one victim reserved his strongest condemnation for the bishops who covered up and shielded the priests from the law. If the Catholic Church doesn't fit the description of organized crime, he said, what does? Maybe that condemnation is too harsh for your taste, but then maybe no child of yours or mine has been subjected to the betrayal, the debasement, and the mental anguish that his child has. One hopes that the Pope understands the depth of this crisis and will rescue the Church's reputation. With 70% of American Catholics voicing disapproval of the Church's handling of the scandal, something big is needed. This week's meeting in Rome between the Pope and his bishops may help the Church answer this crisis. The re-education or replacement of some bishops is a possibility. A good place to start would be the Bishop of Boston, Bernard Law. First, he defended the practice of quietly transferring sexually deviant priests from parish to parish. Then he compared the practice to the way the Church moved around alcoholic priests to keep them one step ahead of trouble. But alcoholism is a sickness, and child abuse is a crime. For millions of Catholics and non-Catholics, however, that crime is magnified by moral blindness in high places. This is Les O'Coyne.